Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Secret Museum of the Air, a weekly broadcast of the world's music, historic landmarks from the dawn of recording through the golden age of the gramophone. Join us for the next hour as your host, Citizen Kafka, visits with curator Pat Conti in the Secret Museum.
Welcome to another program. Today we will bathe in the delightful sounds of the oud, al-oud, the lute that comes from the old Arabic and Ottoman world. And we began with a magical piece of virtuosity by someone known as Udi George, and a recording from about 1930, which really defies categorization. Beautiful flights and very progressive attack on a very ancient instrument there heard in a duet with the kanun, the plucked psaltery. Before we really spotlight the instrument as a solo instrument, we'll listen to it in ensemble, and we'll listen to Turkish musicians from the 1920s playing really an almost conservatory style here. And again, these are commercial recordings of their very oldest folk tunes as arranged for a larger ensemble, and we can hear the oud as it weaves in and out its ensemble part. These are musicians from Constantinople who were anonymous on their original releases in the 1920s for Columbia. Halk Musiki.
Halk Musiki heyeti tarafından mahur saz semaisi.
Yes, they do just keep getting better. That's the regal sound of the classic 1920s string band of Turkey, Halk Müziği. Actually, folk music is the name of this band. And these recordings made in Constantinople were imported, the masters were imported for release in the United States, and these particular records wound up being sold on 3rd Avenue in New York City in some of the Middle Eastern shops there. We started with a belly dance, Bahre Çiftetelli. This one issued on Columbia actually several times, as it was a tremendously popular title. And after that, we followed that with Mahur Saz Semaisi, and Mahur pertaining to the key or the character of a major scale. And the last piece was a Zabek, a dance, much the roots of the Zabekiko of Greece, and Aydin Zabek, another really powerful piece of music, a conservatory sort of approach to old folk tunes. Next we'll hear another virtuoso by the name of Udi Hrant, who has really enjoyed some recent popularity thanks to digital recordings and CDs that have been released finally in the recent past. He was a blind musician and truly one of the great names in the music, and of course his name actually bears the name of the instrument. Udi Hrant was a blind player and recorded at first with many ensembles, but by the 1930s and 40s actually earned his own little label dedicated to his own pieces, and we'll hear now a taksim, or an improvisation, on the oud. This is the grandfather of the lute from Constantinople, Udi Hrant and his taksim. Thank you. We heard there from Udi Hrant and his companions, as it was credited on this Balkan Records label. This is part of a family called Metropolitan, which produced many, many different types of music in the 1940s for the Balkan communities, especially Greek, Armenian, Turkish, and even some Albanian. That was Sirun Yar with Udi Hrant's full-blown group. Before that, we heard some more introspective sides of his music, particularly his own very personal improvisations. The first one was a Taksim Husseini, no doubt after a noted oud player of the past by the name of Hussein, who had some great influence on Mr. Hrant's music, and thus this piece named in honor of him. And after that, we heard an improvisation in the Hijaz. It's just simply labeled Oud Hijaz. This Hijaz mode is another very poignant side of improvisation with strict rules, but nevertheless masterly played by Udi Hrant. For the last segment of this half of the show, we'll listen to two more Turkish performances, one in which an anonymous player, a studio player, is accompanying a very noted singer by the name of Achilleos Poulos, who is a Greek by birth, I think, but sung mainly in Turkish in the 1920s and had much of a promising career with a very beautiful and silky tenor voice, or a high tenor voice, and whose career was cut short, by the way, because of an unusual topical song in protest to conditions in the United States for Greek and Turkish immigrants, something to the effect of, "Why did I come to America?" We've featured that before in a previous program. And thus, Mr. Poulos disappears sometime around the Depression or just in the early 1930s, being deported by a report instigated by a record listener who commented on this volatile lyrical content, and it was enough to get him sent out of the country, unfortunately. We'll hear him in his prime on this 1920s recording for the Pharos label, which is another New York label, or actually West New York label. And we will end right after that with another magnificent solo by Udi Giorgi, another recording from Constantinople around 1930, and certainly one of the most stellar performances on the oud. This now, Achilleos Poulos.
Thank you.
the tenor Achilleos Poulos and his Sabah Gazelle. That was recorded in the 1920s, an extended performance on a 12-inch 78. And after that, Udi Jorgi, his magnificent solo. We'll shift gears now for the final half of the program. This is The Secret Museum. It's your haven for rare and unusual recordings of world music history. This is your only stop on the dial for such music, and we are glad you are with us. We move now to a recording for His Master's voice as we move into the Arabic world and listen to the sound of the oud in that genre. It's a slightly different instrument, bigger, tuned a little lower, more throaty, not quite the same tone as the Turkish instrument, and does not follow exactly the same rules either. We'll hear a very early spotlight, another taksim, another improvisation, this one in Hijaz Kar, another mode, and this is played by one of the great early performers in the 1920s, dating back to the acoustic era. This is Daoud Efendi Hosni and the taksim Hijaz Kar.
Thank you.
Interwoven with incredible precision with the kanun, the plucked type of zither, and recordings made in Cairo prior to World War I. Actually, on that of interest is we heard the voice, one of the great voices of Egyptian music, Sheikh Salama Hagazi. And this is a person who is of great legend and had performed for much royalty in the Victorian era. He was actually born in Alexandria in 1852. Through the miracle of this recording made for Odeon, sometime before 1917, we get to hear this tremendous voice and some incredibly intricate music. Before that, two solos for the oud, which incorporated some very deep silences so essential to performance. They were played by Daoud Effendi Hosni, and again, recordings made in Cairo, in that case for the gramophone company there in about 1920. We heard first the Taksim Hijaz Kar, and we followed that right in the middle with a similar piece, Hijaz Kar Alal Waida. That was Daoud Effendi Hosni on the oud.
وما لأجلك ما ألقى وما أول الوشاة علي أنا العاشق الوحيد لتلقى تبعات الهوى على كتفي على كتفي.
We heard a solo and just really one side of a remarkable artist, Professor Mohammed Abdel Wahab. And we heard his virtuosity really on the oud, although he is known mostly for his compositions and great ones in popular music and film and in classical. We then heard him sing and accompany himself on the oud. The first recording, recorded oddly enough for the company in Brooklyn on Atlantic Avenue, run by Mr. Alam, who named the label after himself, Alam Phone, who recorded and imported many great Egyptian, Lebanese, Syrian recordings and made them available, an inexpensive label in the shops along Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn in the 1940s when he started. The vocal piece that Wahab sang was Alawa Wa Chaba, and that was recorded for Bidaphone, again in the sometime in the 1940s. Two sides and just two examples of a remarkable giant in the music of the Arabic world. And that about brings us to a close for another program. We're so glad you joined us and got a taste of yet another profile on a musical instrument that is endlessly fascinating, as we hope you believe all the recordings are on the Secret Museum. We'll end with music of the pearl fishers, the island of Bahrain, and we'll hear a very different style of oud playing, this played by Al-Ustad Abdel El Fedal, and this comes on the Buzaid Phone label from really the other side of the world. It's remarkable that it survived these years, and some remarkable playing of a recording made in Bahrain, manufactured, I think, in Pakistan, and sold in Greece, of all things. And so we'll leave you with this remarkable sound. Until next time, good night.
Come on.
And so the gate swings shut after another visit to the secret museum comes to a close. We hope you have enjoyed this brief journey spanning the first half century of recorded sounds across the earth. Until next time, I'm Buddy Fortune for the Secret Museum of the Air.
This is Citizen Kafka. The Secret Museum of the Air is funded in part by a grant from the Shira Kober Zeller Foundation in loving memory of Arthur and Margaret Kober. For more information about the Secret Museum of the Air, write Secret Museum, Post Office Box 23075, Brooklyn, New York, 11202, 3075. That's Secret Museum of the Air, Post Office Box 23075, Brooklyn, New York, 11202, 3075. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again here at the Secret Museum of the Air.